News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Morning, y'all. It's another beautiful morning along the Gulf Coast. Saturday morning was absolutely spectacular.
Fantastic. I mean,
it was sweater weather to start the day off as I visited over in Baldwin County and stopped by, saw a lot of people and said hello. It's 6 minutes after 7 o'clock now at FM Talk 106.5. Right now, let's get you started with Kane and your 7 o'clock traffic.
Good morning from the AllianceRoofing.com traffic center. State troopers are heading to an accident 188 and 181 at Ramsey Road. It's a single vehicle accident. They're there. Also still on a two vehicle accident with one in the ditch off the Cochrane Causeway. As we look good from Sarah Lamb, Chickasaw to Pritchard, Thriller Nights of Lights is open every night through Halloween from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Hank Aaron Stadium. Safe and fun for the family. Drive through with new music and new lights. Get tickets at MobileSEG.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
A message from James Painter of Emerging Markets LLC.
It's been an interesting year for business. A complete shutdown of our country and economy, as well as geopolitical events that we haven't seen in decades. Through it all, Emerging Markets has thrived, and we're offering a free copy of our quarterly microcap stock report worth nearly $2,000. Sign up with your email and phone number online at emergingmarketsllc.com. Thank you, and Ward Am Eagle.
This is a paid advertisement. Please read our full disclaimer at emergingmarketsllc.com.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warm again with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig on FM Talk 106.5. 7:08, three big things we are keeping an eye on include deadline to register to vote in Mobile County is today. I was like, whoa, it's here. Also, Doug Jones continues to outraise and outspend Tommy Tuberville, and I don't think it's going to make big difference in the race. Trump and Biden go on the offense, and actually in places that they, I guess places that they didn't win in 2016, where the Democrats didn't win and Trump didn't win, so places they feel like they've got to be and show up and have their face in the place, basically.
Yeah, right? Both sides trying to flip battleground states that haven't been won in a few terms for either the Republicans or the Democrats, and now just 15 days until the election. Trump today expected to travel to Arizona, and Vice President Mike Pence, he's going to be heading to Maine and Pennsylvania. Now, Biden, the Democratic candidate, he has not announced any campaign stops for today, but his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, will travel to Florida. She'll be going to Orlando and then Jacksonville. I missed Kamala Harris by a few days. She's heading to Jacksonville for the state's first day of in-person early voting. Now, over the weekend, both candidates were very busy, and both traveling to opposite sides of the country. Trump kicked off the day yesterday in Nevada and went to a church before having a fundraiser and then had his evening rally in Carson City, Nevada. Now, Nevada has not swung for Republican presidential contender since 2004.
That surprises me. I mean, I know Vegas is Vegas, but the rest of the state has got to, you would think the rest of the state has got to be red.
Well, I don't know much about the inner workings of politics in Nevada, but you have to think so much of that money comes from the casino industry, and Sheldon Adelson, one of the big casino magnates there, he's always backed Republicans, so I'm with you. It's strange that the Republicans haven't been able to pick up Nevada since 2004. Yeah. Biden was also in a battleground state a couple yesterday, actually. He attended Mass in Delaware and then traveled to campaign in North Carolina. A Democrat has not won in North Carolina since 2008, back when Obama last won there. So busy week for both candidates this last few days.
And Trump's theme was pretty, well, he had a lot to say wherever he was, but among the things he had to say was you got to open up.
But New York should be open. Michigan now has to open because of the court case. North Carolina should be open. They should be open. You guys, you want to open? Yeah, you want to open. Pennsylvania has to open. I mean, you know, we have places, and sometimes they're open, but they're partially open. They're not open like they should be. Get the places open. Let's go. Let's go.
Open, open, open. That's Donald Trump's message yesterday. There were some messages, too, that were I happened to see on the talk shows yesterday. And one was the governor of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't very, very happy. Gretchen Whitmer said Sunday that President Donald Trump is inciting domestic terrorism following the lock-her-up chants at his rally in the state the night before. Whitmer told NBC's Meet the Press that the rhetoric is incredibly disturbing, a little more than a week after authorities announced they had thwarted an alleged plot to kidnap her. I mean, things are a little weird in Michigan. You got people talking about, you know, the FBI is involved, and you've got charges against people that are trying to kidnap the governor. I get that that state is very divided in, as far as rural as opposed to the city in Detroit, and they feel like the restrictions have been just way too much for their side of the state or their portion of the state, which is a lot of the state of Michigan is rather rural as opposed to the city. You can be mad all you want. You can protest all you want. Kidnapping the governor, that's a different level.
And, you know, it's interesting. It's like there's anarchists on both sides because digging a little deeper into this militia that was, I guess, plotting this kidnapping, they're anti-government as well. So they're neither pro-Democrat or pro-Republican. And it's interesting looking at it from that side. You know, you think these are far-right anarchists that were doing this, and the national stories that they were doing this on behalf of Trump is kind of what's being put out there. But they're anarchists. And then on the other side, you have a lot of anarchists who are out protesting and rioting in the streets. So anarchists on both sides.
I mean, when you study it, if you did it in a glancing way, Antifa and the people that wanted to kidnap the governor pretty much after the same thing. They just want lawlessness and do what you want. But yeah, these anarchists that wanted to kidnap the governor, no friend of police either. They're not friends of authority at all.
No, not at all. But you have to expect the Democrats and Whitmer to take anything they can get. And of course, she would say that with the president, and then the locker up chants from some of the rallies over the weekend. But it's so strange seeing how many people are already out there voting. I know you said you saw some people around Mobile this weekend doing some of that early absentee voting.
I did. And I'm telling you, so I came through the tunnel and suddenly it was on my left. It was this crowd of people.
Really?
Yeah. And it was so, I mean, it was out of the blue. I didn't hear about it. I didn't know about it. They must have organized through churches and things like that, like let's get out and vote and all this. So I guess what they were doing is they were lining up to sign up to vote and drop off their absentee ballots at the Mobile County Government Center Annex. Mm-hmm. That's next to the Government Center. Now, not everybody was really happy the way this all went down, because I think what happened was it closed at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So you had people in line. At this time, it was closer to noon. So they were, it's the old thing, like you're in line and then they close the door.
Right.
So there were a number of people not happy about that. Maybe we can get Don Davis on. He's the judge that's quoted in this. He's the Mobile County probate judge, and he was quoted in this story from NBC 15. So maybe we can get a hold of him, and he can join us so we can talk more about what happened on Saturday.
Well, with the early voting, they're already setting a number of records. Researchers say more than 27 million ballots have already been cast for this upcoming election. And remember, we're 15 days out. They said voters in the 45 states and the District of Columbia are already setting records. The ballots cast so far represent about 20% of the more than 136 million total ballots cast in the 2016 presidential election. So think back to 2016 and imagine if 20% of those voters had already voted with more than 2 weeks to go before the election. I know I saw some video out of Birmingham, and it almost seemed like a party as people were lining up and getting their absentee ballots
in.
So they said Georgia, those early in-person counts, they've already had more than 1.5 million ballots as of yesterday afternoon. That's up from 152% from 2016 in Georgia. And then as of Friday, ballots available in all 50 states and D.C. So we can only expect to see this ramp up heading into the election with the number of votes already cast.
Now, my wife, she went down and got the absentee ballot. I guess for her, it's just a matter of convenience. I don't know if she's worried about the coronavirus. I mean, if you're worried about the coronavirus and voting, well, they were standing in line.
Yeah, what's the difference?
Yeah, I mean, standing in line for hours without any social distancing that I could tell Saturday. So anyway, you know.
Wasn't the entire purpose for the early or the absentee voting was
so you wouldn't
keep
have to
people
be there?
Safe.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's strange to see so many people crowded around one another as they cast these early ballots.
Try to stay safe on Election Day, but they're not as safe Saturday. Our numbers right now exceed what we've processed ever in the history of Mobile County. That's Don Davis. So
wow.
There you go. It's about 17 after 7 o'clock on FM Talk 106.5 and the Plains. Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
Tough loss on the road at South Carolina. They'll break it down for you with Auburn Sports Today. That is straight ahead on FM Talk 106.5.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
This information update brought to you by Alpha Plastics, keeping your employees and customers safe with clear protective shields. Alpha Plastics has the material on hand to produce any type of barriers to fit your needs. Call 471-1130 for a quote today. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating a shooting near St. Stephen's Road. Happened Sunday night just after 5 o'clock. The home is near LaFleur High School, which is on a neighboring street. The search continues this morning for two children kidnapped in Pascagoula. Officials believe Caden and Colden could be in the Mobile area with their mother, Sarah Caswell, who does not have custody of the children. Police believe the children are in danger. The final wave of Mobile County students return to the classroom today. Students in 5th, 8th, 10th, and 12th grades will be back at school. The district has slowly transitioned back to in-person learning over the past month. For students returning today, this is their first time in a classroom since March. Today is the last day for Alabama residents to register to vote for the November presidential election. You can register online on the Alabama Secretary of State's website. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
FM Talk 106.5, time for Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Robertsdale Power Equipment.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Auburn soccer starts the week with a big road win. The Tigers blanked 12th-ranked Georgia 1-0 in Athens last night, despite playing down a player for the final 35 minutes of the contest. Karen Hoppe's program is now the last SEC team without a loss at this juncture of the season. On to football. Gus Malzahn's comments immediately after Saturday's rally fell short at South Carolina.
Really, the first half, I thought we played good football. Offensively, you didn't have to punt. I think we had the two turnovers that led to, points, I guess touchdowns. But thought we were in rhythm. We were winning at halftime. We got the ball coming out and drove down the field and kicked a field goal. So thought we were in good shape. Really, the third quarter is when, we had a little bit of a meltdown and we didn't respond very well and to the adversity. And then they took the lead, and it was kind of uphill, the rest of the time. But I am proud of our team for fighting, drive the field, kick a field goal. The defense, held them. We used our timeouts, got the ball back, and, down the field and, had a chance at the end. So I'm proud of the fight, but, we had the turnovers and they led to points. And then I think there were 7 penalties in the second half and 4 led to first down. So we got to clean that up. And anytime you're on the road in this league, you can't do that.
Malzahn and company are off today, resuming prep tomorrow for Ole Miss. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Steel, a company built on real power, tools built for real people, and dealers who deliver real service. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment to see Steel's full line of lawn and garden products. Steel fuel-powered equipment is the number one selling brand in America. Give your yard cleanup a time-saving upgrade with a hard-working Steel blower. Right now, the BG50 handheld blower is just $139.95. Or try Steel's new lightning battery system that delivers the power to do more on a single charge. Right now, get the new BGA 45 battery-powered blower, only $129.95. Robertsdale Power Equipment is a full-line sales and service dealer for Steel products and warranty repair. They employ factory-certified service technicians qualified for every machine Steel makes and more. Why keep rebuying disposable big-box equipment? Upgrade real quality and long-lasting performance with Steel. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or online, robertsdalepower.com. Real people, Steel people.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by the Guarantee Title Company, LLC, delivering proactive solutions for their clients in Mobile and Baldwin counties for over 50 years. The Guarantee Title Company. They guarantee title. That's what they do.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warm again with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's Sean Sullivan. Let me just point out that I don't have to get up as early anymore to talk to Larry Kirby at LCM. Larry, is that okay?
Yeah, you know, I'm tired of waking you up every morning anyway.
All right, so check out Larry Kirby and I talking about what's going on at LCM on Midday Mobile this afternoon on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, it's Kirk Herbstreit. Look, the game has changed, but here's one thing that hasn't. To win at the highest level, you have to be able to recruit. There's just no getting around it. C-Spire Business knows that. They give you an influx of top talent to help your business win, from IT and cloud support to 24/7 assistance, because the greatest game plan in the world won't work if you don't have the team you need to run it. C-Spire Business, what it takes to win. Go to cspirebusiness.com.
Good morning from the AllianceRoofing.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department there at Cochran Causeway between 6th Street and Access Road. State Troopers are 188 and 181 near Ramsey Road. The wrecker's headed to the scene now as we've got a great ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. At Premier Medical, with four offices to serve you in Mobile and Daphne, they have 34 of the region's best doctors for all your eye, ear, nose, and throat care needs. With over 100 years of serving the Gulf Coast, Premier Medical is committed to providing the highest quality care to children and adults. See them at pmge.md. And I'm Kane with their FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Morning, y'all. It's Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. Who had the nerve to go on a family vacation for an entire week.
Oh, a full 9 days.
Crazy. That's the longest you've been away from the station for since the baby was born?
Yeah, it's been a long time. It's been years.
It is 7:24 at FM Talk 106.5. Pretty disturbing story out of Pascagoula or Mobile, whatever way you want to look at it. But two children are missing, and we think we know who has them.
Yeah, Amber Alert still under effect and has been for a couple days now. Sarah Caswell, the alleged abductor of two children that are reportedly her children, and on to talk more about this with us is WKRG's Chad Petrie. Chad, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Not a problem, guys. So this all goes back to Friday afternoon. That's when authorities say these children were last seen at about 5:30 in the Pascagoula area. They say they were taken by their biological mother. We're told that Sarah Caswell has lost custody of her children, so she is not the custodial parent of these two. These two were in foster care. Now, as of about 1:45 Saturday morning, that's when this alert sort of bled into Alabama, when Aaliyah put out their own Amber Alert, telling people really to be on the lookout for the vehicle that she may be traveling in. They described it, let me see if I can just make sure I have the exact information here, an Audi A4 2.0 with Alabama plates to BA 2195. Now, that was as of Sunday morning, early Sunday morning. We did speak with an official with the Mobile County Sheriff's Office. They were wanting, they told us they wanted to get that Amber Alert out earlier than before dawn Sunday morning. They wanted to do it sometime Saturday when they realized that this woman may be coming to the Mobile area. Now, the only reason they believe that Sarah Caswell may be traveling to this area is that they believe she has residence here at a prior time. We're told that they've checked out several locations in Mobile County. So far, they haven't found them. But ideally, when you put out an Amber Alert, you want to put it out at a time when you believe the abductor and children are traveling on the road so that other drivers may see it. I know I saw those Bayway signs flash up with the Amber Alert first thing Sunday morning when I came into work. So it is something that they're trying to keep people aware of, but the officials just wanted to get that word out even earlier than they already did.
Yeah, so that's what we're trying to do right here, Chad, is just bring attention to it and have you on and describe the car so people can be aware right now.
Right, and of course, anytime there's an Amber Alert, everyone needs to, and usually is worried, but it seems like officers are more worried about this than most cases. Why is that, Chad?
They've given us indication that this woman has threatened to harm or kill the children. Again, too, we don't know if any harm has come to these two, but it has been more than 48 hours. And as far as we know, nobody has made contact with these three.
One more time, the description of the car, Chad.
Again, according to a news release originally from Mississippi, they say it's a 2007 silver Audi A4 2.0. with Alabama tags, 2BA2195. Again, they believe Sarah Caswell and her two children, Colden and Caden, are in the Mobile area, but they could have gone anywhere from Pascagoula. We're not entirely sure, but it's more than likely, at least from the information that we've been given, that they could be within the Mobile County area.
Chad Petrie, Channel 5, thank you so much.
Not a problem, guys.
FM Talk 106.5, very serious situation, one that potentially you could play a role in.
And obviously, if you see that vehicle or see this woman, contact 911. Just that easy, 911.
728 FM Talk 106.5, Dan and Dalton, and continuing with Mobile Mornings, including Dr. Bill Williams on the way.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating a shooting near St. Stephen's Road. Happened Sunday night just after 5 o'clock. The home is near LaFleur High School, which is on a neighboring street. The search continues this morning for two children kidnapped in Pascagoula. Officials believe Caden and Colden could be in the Mobile area with their mother, Sarah Caswell, who does not have custody of the children. Police believe the children are in danger. The final wave of Mobile County students return to the classroom today. Students in 5th, 8th, 10th, and 12th grades will be back at school. The district has slowly transitioned back to in-person learning over the past month. For students returning today, this is their first time in a classroom since March. Today is the last day for Alabama residents to register to vote for the November presidential election. You can register online on the Alabama Secretary of State's website. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house, not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
15 days until the presidential election, and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says the coronavirus pandemic continues to get worse.
Trump said at one of his rallies, "We've turned the corner." And my grandfather would say, "This guy's gone around the bend if he thinks we turned the corner." turned the corner. Things are getting worse. He continues to lie to us about the circumstances.
The former vice president speaking in Durham, North Carolina on Sunday during one of his drive-in rallies. Biden has no scheduled campaign events on Monday. As lawmakers head back to Capitol Hill on Monday, President Trump says he could get reluctant Senate Republicans to back a $1.8 trillion coronavirus relief aid package, but he needs House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to let the bill move forward in the House. USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Pfizer has begun manufacturing hundreds of thousands of doses of its COVID-19 vaccine ahead of its expected approval next month. The UK's Daily Mail published a video showing a manufacturing plant in Belgium with thousands of doses of the vaccine coming off the production line. Pfizer last week says it expects to file for emergency use authorization for the vaccine in late November. Pfizer hopes to make 100 million doses available this year and 1.3 billion available in 2021. Each recipient will need two doses. Google will discontinue its emergency location sharing app Trusted Contacts in December and has already yanked it from the Google Play Store. Instead, it's directing existing users to try similar features in Google Maps. While Trusted Contacts could let you find a family member, even if they don't, Google Maps requires them to proactively broadcast their location to you. Crude oil down 6 cents at $41.06 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-469-7272. That's 800-469-7272. 800-469-7272. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Let's get to Dr. Bill right now after a very nice weekend, Dr. Bill Williams, and it looks like a pretty good start to the work week. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Yeah, it's going to be a really nice start. We're going to warm up a bit today. We got up to, 75 on Saturday and then 82 yesterday, and it looks like about 85 for this afternoon with the plenty of sunshine. Tonight won't be quite as cool as it's been the last few nights, down around 65 and mostly clear. And then tomorrow, another sunny day and up to about 85, maybe even 86 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. And we'll continue the nice weather on Wednesday, getting into the mid-80s with sunny skies. But then we have a chance for some rain as we get close toward the end of the month. Looks like we could see some few scattered showers on Thursday with a high in the low 80s, and then a better chance for some shower and maybe even a few thunderstorms on Friday as a cold front approaches, and the high on Friday again in the lower 80s. Now that front should arrive Friday night or early Saturday morning, and going to give us a good weekend with mostly sunny skies on Saturday, about 82, and it'll be sunny and 82 on Sunday. So the front's coming through just the perfect timing to give us another beautiful weekend.
Doc, we've been experiencing near-perfect weather. It sounds like it's going to get pretty hot today. Did you say earlier that's we're nearing a record today for heat?
Yeah, that's right. We start getting up in the mid-80s, and they maybe start pushing the upper 80s. We're getting very close to some record temperatures. So today, again, about 85 today, and then 86. A good chance that we'll reach that tomorrow afternoon.
So a little rain near the end of the week, but that's not tropical related. That's just stuff moving west to east.
Yeah, this is a cold front that'll be coming in Friday night and early Saturday, and the timing is just right to give us some dry weather for Saturday and Sunday.
Just about a month and a half left in hurricane season. What are you seeing out in the Atlantic and the Caribbean and our Gulf? What are you seeing right now, Dr. Bill?
Well, right now we have the 27th tropical depression that has formed. And it's now over the Atlantic, southeast of Bermuda. In fact, it's at the same latitude as Miami, but well out in the Atlantic. It is expected to become a tropical storm and track to the northwest, and most likely will become a hurricane late in the week and move up near Bermuda. I don't see any threat to the East Coast, but there's a possibility that it could get close to New England in another week or so, but we're okay as far as that system is concerned. We're also looking at the possibility of another system forming over the northwestern Caribbean. If that occurs, it'll be several days off, and we'll continue to watch that area, because anything that forms over the northwestern Caribbean, chances are it will move into the Gulf. But we have quite a few days to watch that that area.
Has anywhere out in the islands experienced, this hurricane season's been worse than normal? For instance, we don't really pay close attention what the hurricane's doing on its way to our neighborhood, but there's areas out there that have been hit multiple times?
Well, so far, the situation around the Caribbean and the islands has been one of rain events. And not a lot of wind damage, but a couple of these systems that have moved through have produced some very, very heavy rain, particularly in the Leeward Islands and then across through Puerto Rico. But they pretty well have, most of the storms that produce some strong winds have avoided that area.
Okay. Dr. Bill, thank you for your time, and we'll chat tomorrow.
Okay, Dan.
All right, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. You can hear his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5.
It is 7:38 at FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and my travels to Baldwin County. Pretty eye-opening. We've got more on that on the way next.
The Greater Gulf State Fair is here. Enjoy all your favorite fair foods and rides October 30th through November 15th. Open Wednesdays through Sundays. Safety precautions are ongoing with continuous sanitation so we can all enjoy one of Mobile's oldest traditions. Bring your friends. Bring the family. Enjoy the largest midway on the Gulf Coast. Don't wait till the gate. Purchase tickets now at GreaterGulfStateFair.com.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook. On
Facebook.
Good morning from the Premier Medical Traffic Center at Gun Road and Theodore Dawes Road. They've still got an accident moving out of the roadway. Also, North University and Ziegler moving it out of the roadway as well. That's one with injuries, and we're already starting to see the debris cleanup delays between I-10 westbound Loxley and Malbus where the right lane's closed. Coming up tomorrow night at Deep South Speedway in Loxley, you'll see 8 divisions of dirt cars running with the 604 and 602 late models, the open wheel modifieds, and more. Get the details on Facebook. Look up Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Mobile Mornings and FM Talk 106.5. It's 7:40, 20 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. So you say you saw some of the, I might be what Kane was referring to there just a moment ago. You actually saw cleanup on I-10.
Well, I didn't see it personally. Okay. Friday, we were planning our trip back from Jacksonville and trying to decide when to drive back home, about a six-hour drive from Jacksonville, straight west on I-10. Mm-hmm. And I saw a big slowdown just prior to the Bayway. Now, keep in mind, I'm looking on Google Maps, and I'm still in Jacksonville, so about 4 or 5 hours away from where the backup was. But, yeah, debris cleanup on I-10 earlier Friday, and that caused a pretty major backup on I-10 heading westbound. So I was able to avoid it, but I do know that was slowing some people down earlier Friday, and probably a good move to not do that over the weekend when a lot more people were traveling. But I didn't travel the back roads of Baldwin County or Escambia County, Florida, but just traveling on the interstate east and then westbound later in the week.
You saw damage?
Yeah, the Welcome to Alabama sign, I believe, was blown over. I can only assume that was during Hurricane Sally. And then a couple billboards in Pensacola right next to the interstate, one looked to be completely snapped in half and just bent over itself. So I did not travel on Three Mile Bridge. Well, no one is traveling on Three Mile Bridge.
No, they're not.
But even with that system that was moving through Louisiana, you know, a week and a half ago, we left early that morning, and we're still feeling a lot of wind and some storms from there. So I think this cleanup is going to take a long, long time.
I guarantee it's going to take a long time. From what I saw over the weekend, and again, I went over there to try and see what is needed, what you all need, and if there, you know, I don't know that much I can do. It looks like there's already people and things in place trying to clean up the best they can, but man, it was eye-opening. Mm-hmm. And we have damage in Mobile. We do. And we've got people with tarps on the roof, and we've got plenty of problems over here. My neighborhood, no cleanup yet. Nobody coming through to pick up what's there, so we're one of the remaining neighborhoods. But nothing to compare to what I saw. And I documented some of it on our Facebook page, too. You can take a look at that. Much thanks to Leanna for getting that up on the Facebook page. But I took Highway 32 straight to the east to where it came to 91, and I went south there. And I saw a lot of debris along the way. But when I went south there and started going toward Lillian and Josephine or that area, I got to a bluff that overlooked the Escambia Bay. There was damage and debris. I mean, damage everywhere. Now, I'm amazed that there wasn't more structural damage, though there probably was. I just didn't see it. There seemed to be, that was kind of like a little neighborhood there, but I could tell right away, once I kind of got into it, there was so much cleanup going on, even still 4 weeks after the storm, that I needed to get out of there to let those people do their job.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful area, but it didn't look the same. I can't imagine what it looked like right after the storm.
It's going to take months to clean up that debris, and even longer to get things back to normal, how they were before Hurricane Sally. And, you know, these FEMA mobile registration intake centers, they'd been around for weeks. They have now closed down. But if you still need to register for federal disaster assistance, you can still do so either online at disasterassistance.gov, that's disasterassistance.gov, or you can call the FEMA helpline, 1-800-621-3362. That's 1-800-621-3362, and there you can still register for federal disaster assistance. It's been a month now, but I'm sure still people out there that need to get this done. You can also check the status of your application if you have applied for that assistance and have yet to have any feedback yet. So you can do both of those by calling that number or going to the website disasterassistance.gov. And, you know, I mentioned Three Mile Bridge, and we've been talking a lot about Skanska, the construction barge company.
Yeah, so that was the company that had 22 barges got loose during the storm. They put their hands in the air and said, wait a minute, wasn't our fault. We didn't know the storm was going to come in that way. Well, you've got all these barges, these construction barges. You might want to make sure that you are better safe than sorry. And now there's a lot of people that are sorry.
Yeah, and an update from Skanska. So those 27 barges that got loose and caused damage all across Pensacola Bay, they said 15 of those 27 have now been removed from the area. So we were talking, you know, a month out, still people cleaning up around their homes and fixing damage from Hurricane Sally. And a month out, only 15 of the 27 barges have been rounded up and put back in place. So that's your update from Skanska from the Hurricane Sally fallout.
There's got to be some people really, really upset with that company living in Pensacola now that the bridge is out. They really don't have a timeline that I've seen of when it's all going to, you know, it's one of those things where you say, well, it's going to be a while because you probably don't want to hear the truth how long that 3-mile bridge is going to be out affecting traffic in that area for months, easily, right?
I would say so. No doubt about that.
FM Talk 106.5, sports on the way.
Yeah, the latest Associated Press Top 25 college football poll was released yesterday, and the 2020 Braves season ends in a close Game 7. I've got the full recap coming up in sports.
By the way, this is Dan Brennan, and are you confident that your investments are working for you? Wouldn't it be nice to know that you don't have to go far for the guidance to help make that happen? You don't. Five Rivers Group at Morgan Stanley here in Mobile can help you create a plan for your wealth, manage your investments, also help you work toward a comfortable retirement. Sounds good. To schedule an appointment, call Michael Barnett, financial advisor, at 251-470-1092. That's 251-470-1092. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
This information update brought to you by the Carrot Patch. See all their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Then, when only the best will do, visit their beautiful showroom on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating a shooting near St. Stephen's Road. Happened Sunday night just after 5 o'clock. The home is near LaFleur High School, which is on a neighboring street. The search continues this morning for two children kidnapped in Pascagoula. Officials believe Caden and Colden could be in the Mobile area with their mother, Sarah Caswell, who does not have custody of the children. Police believe the children are in danger. The final wave of Mobile County students returned to the classroom today. Students in 5th, 8th, 10th, and 12th grades will be back at school. The district has slowly transitioned back to in-person learning over the past month. For students returning today, this is their first time in a classroom since March. Today is the last day for Alabama residents to register to vote for the November presidential election. You can register online on the Alabama Secretary of State's website. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
The United States was built on the foundations of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Millions of people have defended these pillars of our democracy.
Please remember the sacrifice made by these Americans and make time to register to vote and obtain a government photo ID so you too can vote on November 3rd.
Voting is a sacred right. Sacrifices made by those who so bravely serve our country should never be forgotten.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When I was born, I got lucky. A gift, if you will. My early life was really hard for many reasons. But at the time, it really didn't seem all that hard. I had a close relationship with my brothers and sister and loads of friends. Those days of desperation and poverty led me to my job today, representing the people, not the powerful. But my job is really not a job because I never considered it work. In many ways, it's more like a public service. Now, as I age, I get to look back at all the cases and all the people and all the trials. And the best part is when I get to see you all out and about. When I pray before I sleep, I thank God for the gift I received at birth, the genuine love I have for people, all people. Maybe that's why my work never seemed like work to me. When I was born, I got lucky. I got to meet all of you. Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com. Dial pound law on your cell.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Good morning, 749 FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Felder Shredding. They'll come to you in their mobile shredding truck and dispose of your sensitive documents in a secure and efficient manner. In the latest Associated Press Top 25 poll, Clemson received 54 of 62 first-place votes to take the top spot in the poll for the seventh week in a row. Alabama is the only undefeated team remaining in the SEC after beating Georgia 41-24 on Saturday night.
Got behind early in the game, but the player just kept playing the next play and kept fighting, and I think it was a great win. Against a very, very good team.
That was the false COVID-positive head coach of Alabama, Nick Saban. The Tide received 8 first-place votes for their effort, but they remained ranked 2nd behind Clemson. Notre Dame has moved up to number 3 in the latest poll, followed by Georgia at number 4. Ohio State, who opens their season against Nebraska this weekend, is ranked 5th. Oklahoma State is ranked 6th. Texas A&M has moved up to number 7 after beating Mississippi State 28-14. Penn State is 8th, Cincinnati 9th, and Florida 10th. The Gators game versus LSU was postponed until December due to COVID-19 positives. On Saturday, Florida head coach Dan Mullen became the 24th member of the team to test positive for the virus. There are no SEC teams ranked in the top 25 behind Alabama, Georgia, Texas A&M, and Florida. Auburn fell out from number 15 after falling to South Carolina, and Tennessee fell out of the poll from 18th after getting badly beaten by Kentucky. In the other SEC game, Arkansas won at home for the first time since 2016, 33-21 over Ole Miss.
Can you imagine? Now think about that. Think about this, Tide fans. You have to wait 4 years for a win at home. And then when it happens, nobody's really there because it's a global pandemic.
Yeah. A lot of people wondering if maybe Chad Morris wasn't the issue at Ole Miss with what's happened at Auburn. The ACC has the most ranked teams with 6, followed by the Big Ten's 5 ranked teams. The SEC has 4, the Big 12 3, and the Pac-12 has 2. The Atlanta Braves' magical 2020 season came to a close last night in a 4-3 Game 7 loss to the LA Dodgers in the NL Championship Series. LA's Cody Bellinger hit a 7th-inning solo homer for the eventual game winner and the Dodgers' 16th home run of the series.
Bellinger with a fly ball to right field. Cody Bellinger has just given the Dodgers a 4-3 lead.
That's the hometown call from AM 570 Sports LA. The Dodgers rallied from 2 runs down to win last night's series-deciding game. That's after rallying from a 3-1 deficit. Now the Dodgers headed to the World Series for the 3rd time in 4 years. They'll face Tampa Bay after the Rays beat Houston on Saturday night in Game 7 of the AL Championship Series. Game 1 of the World Series set for tomorrow night at 7 o'clock on Fox. 752 FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports brought to you by Felder Shredding.
What did you think about them doing the Championship Series on consecutive days, consecutive nights? Did they have to do it that way? I mean, I think it costs the Braves as far as their pitching and trying to line up their pitchers.
I think so, too. So difficult. 7 nights in a row.
Yeah.
And especially in that park. Very big park in Arlington. And that's where the World Series will be played, too. So it'll be interesting, the pitching matchups here for Dodgers and for the Rays.
Dodgers had the deeper staff, or at least a deeper staff of starters. And I think that's ultimately what cost the Braves. It is 752 at FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, it's Sean for Felder Shredding, the people we choose to take care of our sensitive document disposal. Now, the radio station had years worth of documents we needed destroyed, and Bruce Gerardo with Felder did our secure document disposal on site. In these times, it's great peace of mind to count on a local company with NAID certification that guarantees the secure destruction of your sensitive documents. Plus, there's no long-term contract to sign, so get Felder Shredding to bring their mobile shredding truck to your business and shred on site. Do what we do and get Felder Shredding today.
Hi, this is Jim Toll with FM Talk 106.5. Many of our customers have asked us about advertising during this challenging time, how to advertise sensitively as well as effectively. With access to research, years of industry experience, and customer feedback on what works, we can help you design a campaign that will be authentic and creative and communicate your values. Get your message in front of the right listeners thousands every week. Call me, Jim Toll, at 251-447-8211.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warm again with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Lola Bell's Pet Facility offers full-service pet grooming, off-leash doggy daycare, and pet hotel. Lola Bell's Pets has been voted best pet groomer in Mobile and Baldwin County in 2020 and is Mobile's original doggy daycare. All size dogs welcome, rain or shine. Book online at lolabellspet.com or call 251-232-4754 for your pet's appointment today. We know what your pets want.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers still working an accident at 181 and 188 at Ramsey Road, but they haven't moved off to the side of the road. It looks great across the Bayway into Causeway. The regular delays off of Airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt in 65, so watch your speed. Cart Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore. They're open to help get your carts running. You can rent their carts for any special occasion or buy a new or used cart, too. See them online at CartDoctor.com. And I'm Kane with their FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5. Hello from Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig, and we are Mobile Mornings. Going to the text line. Got a text from, let's see here, somebody. I'll find it. Anyway, there was a talk about all the damage he had in on the outskirts of Foley.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get down to Foley, but I know that Foley was really hit really, really hard too. So
yeah,
I'll get back down around there.
Text from Anderson in Foley said, I live on an acre and a half on the outskirts of the Foley city limits, 12 trees down, one partially on the house, 8 inches of water. Oh, one partly on the house, maybe 8 inches of water in my back and front yard. So that's just one of the many, many stories from the damage from Hurricane
Sally. We had somebody here from the station that was in Foley when everything was unfolding, and she said it was just like a nightmare.
Yeah.
And she went down the street once things calmed down. She somehow found her way to a convenience store, and when she got to the convenience store, there was nothing there.
Mm. Incredible. Like the store was gone.
It was gone.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So that's also an unnamed texter. Skanska has a bill coming like you wouldn't believe.
Mm.
See this? They lost at least 10 boom lifts that were rented locally. Each lift, $125K. That's to pay them off for losing them.
Wow.
They lost, they rented these lifts and then the lifts are gone. And they owe the rental companies.
10 of them at $125,000 a pop.
Wow. Next, they have to pay to get them out of the water. They owe my company for 2 of them.
Mm.
So that is an unnamed texter who is saying that the bill in the end is not going to be very kind to Skanska USA.
That's difficult.
That's very difficult, but it's also difficult for those people in Pensacola who now don't have a bridge that they can cross to try to get to Pensacola Beach. And for many, that's not just the joyride of going there, but the ride to and from work.
Mm-hmm.
Big headache. 7:58 FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating a shooting near St. Stephen's Road. Happened Sunday night just after 5 o'clock. The home is near LaFleur High School, which is on a neighboring street. The search continues this morning for 2 children kidnapped in Pascagoula. Officials believe Caden and Colden could be in the Mobile area with their mother, Sarah Caswell, who does not have custody of the children. Police believe the children are in danger. The final wave of Mobile County students returned to the classroom today. Students in 5th, 8th, 10th, and 12th grades will be back at school. The district has slowly transitioned back to in-person learning over the past month. For students returning today, this is their first time in a classroom since March. Today is the last day for Alabama residents to register to vote for the November presidential election. You can register online on the Alabama Secretary of State's website. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
I really want to cast my vote, but I don't feel safe going out in person.
What if I'm sick on election day? Do I miss out?
Will my vote even be counted?
Voting by absentee ballot is safe and reliable. On election night, I, along with a team of citizen poll workers, oversee the counting of all absentee ballots. If you don't feel safe voting in person, please vote by absentee ballot. And remember, absentee votes count.
Do you love America? If you do, then you'll get your windows tinted at Pro-Tint Window Tinting because they love America too. Call 802-1234. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of a quality tint job is what they believe in. And Pro-Tint backs up their beliefs by offering you a quality ceramic no-fault lifetime guaranteed installation. Because together, we can make tint great again. Call Pro-Tint Window Tinting, 802-1234.